You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
This is a good way to start the show, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
What do you mean creepy? Hello, welcome to Sports Day. Scotty Sattler.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
Jason Matthews here tonight for a Wednesday night edition. Yeah, baby. Can't get enough of your love. Can you look enthusiastic at least?
What? Why? What? I'm just listening to the song.
Tonight's the night for love.
For?
Love.
Okay, yeah.
It's my wedding anniversary.
How long?
26 long, hard years for my poor wife. Listen, question, has she ever, like when we've been out, has she ever mouthed to you, help?
She's blinked twice.
Right,
a couple of times, yeah.
She has got that eye disorder.
Mm.
So she does blink
26
a lot.
Years.
26 years. And I'm stuck at work with you and Daddy Vass. Happy anniversary to me.
As if you'd give up a night hearing your own voice. There's no way you'd give up that.
It's not very nice.
What did you buy her?
It's tradition in my family to give loved ones a card with some scratchies.
I'm not big on cards.
Yeah, I don't like cards.
Mm.
I can't. I don't like cards at all. Scratchy, got a lotto ticket, and a couple of candles. A couple of beautiful candles.
Lotto ticket and scratchies.
Yeah, that's what we do in my family.
Okay. And what did she get you?
Sweet bugger all. Nothing. Not a thing. Not
it's
even
probably
a card.
Fair indication where you sit in the family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got a back scratch out of her this morning.
I'd rather that than a scratchy.
Yeah, it was nice. Mm. It was nice. So she was
did it
running...
lead to anything else?
No, it didn't. But she was running her hands through my hairy back, and that was beautiful.
Okay.
So tonight, I've told her, don't
She's
get
now
me...
got scabies.
And tonight, I'm hoping for a foot rub. So there you go. Happy anniversary, Anita, you poor thing. Welcome to Sports Day. It is Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here for your Wednesday night. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, 1170 SEN. SENQ in Brizzy, 693 AM, SEN Track Stations Fanatic, SEN App, and all of our listeners through New Zealand, through SENZ, they're hanging on the end of their seats, our Kiwi listeners, because the first test between Australia and New Zealand starts very early our time tomorrow morning. Well, 8 o'clock in Queensland, 9 o'clock for our New South Wales listeners, and you can hear that live and exclusive on SEN and the SEN app coverage from 9 o'clock tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We're here for the new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. What a beautiful car. Kias just keep getting better looking by the year. Like every time you see a Kia and you go, oh, God, that's a nice car, and then
wait
they bring out another one.
Wait till you see their dual cab that comes out next year.
I actually saw it about a year ago, and I've gone, oh, that's nice. And Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Get involved, 0457 736 736. Send us a text. If you're in New Zealand, love to hear from you as well, 8833 or 1300 01 1170. We're on the socials. We're very cool. Sports Day SEN on TikTok, Instagram SENQ, and on X Sports Day NSW. Big show tonight. Former St. George halfback and a man who's been living in the United States for 25 years, spreading the gospel about rugby league. Sats, David New will be joining. Well, you and Rat caught up with him earlier today. I couldn't make it in, so Rat covered for me as he lives in Philly. So we'll hear that chat real
soon. So Dragons fans would remember David New. He came over from rugby and played for the Dragons in the sort of early to mid-90s. He was quite a good player, actually. And then when he retired from the NRL, New South Wales Rugby League, he made his way over to America as a teacher. And I remember talking to him back in 2007 about this potential Super League that was going to start up, backed by a media company. And he explains this in detail about how close this came to having a team in New York, a team in Miami, a team in LA, a team in Philly, a team in Washington. But unfortunately, the global financial crisis just shut it down. And he's been working really hard to try and get rugby league over there on a national scale. And to
for the whole 25 years has he been working?
He's been pushing. I think he's probably dropped off from a national scale because he just kept beating his head against the wall. But seeing this doubleheader Sunday Australian time would just be, you know, he'll have a huge smile on his face. He might have a tear in his eye that finally rugby league is being played in the US with four of our, you know, our high profile sides.
I hope he gets acknowledged for it.
I hope that if the NRL are serious about starting some sort of Super League competition.
Are you serious?
A rugby league competition in the US or Northern America, whatever it may be, that David New is part of that setup process.
Well, what I've heard from this Super League, by the way, and I don't think we should be involved as a game. I think we're going to get our own backyard sort of first.
The UK one. They make too many
losses. I don't think the NRL should be investing in the United States either. Mate, we've got so much stuff to get sorted here. That's just my opinion. It sounds like it's going to go ahead anyway as a private competition. There's already people buying teams and whatnot. But I hope we don't start focusing on the US market. It's too early. You know, Volandis has come out today with, you know, saying that he wants to have games in the States for the next, you know, 20 years or something. Well, you don't go and chase that after year one. And I know we're all caught up in the hype. And in Australia, certainly. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know what? The AFL must be sitting back and going, oh, God, we've lost. We've lost the start of the season. We've lost the battle to rugby league. You know, and there's so much hype around the game. Even my own daughter, and I know this has happened to other people too, who haven't gone there. It seems like half Australia's in Vegas. But even she says, Dad, Sunday, Arvo, I'm not working. I want to sit down and watch, you know, the footy.
Mm.
Now, she's never said that. So she's pretty pumped about it. So it's been good from a PR point of view in Australia. It's going to take years and years and years.
Yeah, it will.
To even make the smallest imprint in the United States.
Yeah, and I think what Volandis and Abdel have always said is they only want a small share of the market over there. So, it's never going to compete with their normal, their winter sports. But there is an opportunity in summer over there. They've really only got
Baseball, but it's on every day.
Basketball starts as well, through there as well. But
I heard a really interesting thing on Jimmy Smith's show on SEN. Ryan Dufton, I played you little bits of it, and he's a lawyer and an accountant, you know, US based. And some of the things he was saying, one of them was that, and I don't know what the play is, and if this is true, I'm now questioning what the play is, because I've never been a massive fan of it. I'm caught up in the hype, so I'm looking forward to it. But he's saying that, unlike Australia, gambling revenue that comes from people betting on sport does not go to the sports. So, and I thought,
has there been an agreement made where it does go to a governing body, being a visiting code?
We don't know. But what if they open that box? Then how do you not give the NFL revenue from gambling? How do you not give the NBA? And I always thought it was a gambling revenue slice. That's the whole idea.
Well, Abdo's the numbers man.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that he would have been quite proficient in his research. And I'd like to think that, the first couple of years maybe a scratch and smell and see how it goes. And, of course, there's a five-year deal. We know that. At first, I wasn't on board with it. Probably the last two or three months, I've really come around and thought, you know what, I definitely am on board now, because seeing rugby league and players over there on morning shows, and just, you know, it may not have a dent, may have the smallest of dents, but in saying that, I'm glad the game is being seen outside of Australia, Papua New Guinea, New Zealand, and and the UK. I'm really excited about it. I'm a little bit jealous seeing a lot of the footage of guys getting off the plane today. A lot of the Australian people getting off their plane and walking through customs. I'm thinking, oh,
my mates had their rums lined up at Brisbane Airport today, going, look where we're going. And their Manly supporters, they're travelling a long way via Canada to go and see South put 50 on them. But Alex Johnson could score 6 tries in this game.
Or he could score none.
Yeah, it is a bit tight, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he'd get the ball quicker. Mm. He'd be standing next to the halfback on the wing.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah.
But there's been some news, Satsy, around the NRL today, and Volandis has come out and said $420 million expansion plan, including a second NRL side in New Zealand. But there's more to it as well, right?
Wants to have a 20-team competition eventually. Now, a lot of people sit back and go, hang on a sec, 20 teams? That's not 20 teams in the next 2 or 3 years. That's going to obviously a long-winded plan. And I've got to say, I have played in a 20-team competition. And at times, it was a messy-looking game. There's a lot of pros and cons between a 20-team competition. I've got to say, the cons, I believe, there's a huge gap between the team that finishes 10th and the team that finishes 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, because there's a huge gap in the player talent as well. Being able to group really good players at the lesser clubs is a real battle. The good players or good player from a lot of those teams in the bottom sort of quarter of the competition in 20-team comp usually get scouted by the teams that are in the top 6 or top 8 clubs, so you're really weakening those sides. It's really hard to recruit to those teams down the bottom of a 20-team comp. The commercial opportunities for clubs also become a minority because everyone's fighting as they are for now. Does the funding for the NRLW and a lot of regional rugby league as well, does that also be siphoned towards a 20-team comp? I've got to say the pros, but for a 20-team comp, there's more content because there's more teams, obviously.
Mm.
Greater opportunity for the players to play first grade. There's an opportunity for a greater fan base for new teams as well. A WA team to make it a truly national comp. There's an opportunity for a country team to be based in either Wagga or Toowoomba, which I think is the future of the game
as
well.
So we're only talking three new teams. So if there's a call for a second team in New Zealand, it leaves 2 in Australia.
I wouldn't like to see another team in New Zealand for at least 10 years.
He's not talking about next year.
No, he's not. But I wouldn't like to see it for the next 10 years because, you know, the Warriors have played in 3 grand finals. They've played a lot of finals rugby league as well. And I thought COVID, although it was really tough for the Warriors, I think it galvanised their country as a rugby league country.
Yeah, you're right.
And they were able to back that up with last year's performances. And now they're starting to make a huge dent in the commercial market,
yep,
battling with the All Blacks.
Mate, I reckon you're 100% on this. We spoke to Ian Smith.
Give them free space for the next 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we spoke to Ian Smith last week, Wiz and I, Gary Freeman and I. And, you know, it's the first time that people are now talking about the WAS. And he said, I reckon the eyes are 50-50. Why would you want to dilute that even more?
Mm.
When the whole nation, as you're saying, is right behind this team.
Hey, just Nathan on the text line here, 0457 736 736. And for our Kiwi listeners, 8833. I see Michael from Wellington's said the New Zealand Open is starting in Central Otago on Thursday as well. Always a great tournament. But Nathan says it's all about a TV deal. But
I've heard stuff around that as well. And I'm paraphrasing here.
But you would be focusing on the Australians and Kiwis that live in New Zealand.
Well,
to take advantage of whatever TV deal it would be.
Park the Kiwis to the side. We've been hearing numbers of 300,000 Aussies live in the States. Well, I've heard the numbers could be anywhere around a third of that. And that's based on a census that was done 10 years ago, but DFAT numbers. So they've combined the two. This is the same bloke, Ryan Lufty. And I can't, Dufty, I should say, I can't remember the exact number, but it's not in the 300s. Mm. It's around about 100,000. And the talk has been, if we get 10% of that, it's, you know, that's, they were talking 30,000 people to pay for NRL.TV. But we're talking maybe 10,000 people. So I don't know if that's worth paying $30. I don't know if that's a lot, if that's going to recover your costs. But I got a text here from Jimmy Smith, and he's saying, apparently, he said he found out more about overnight, but it's gambling revenue, but not in the fashion we are used to.
Yep.
So is Jimmy suggesting we're talking black market mobster gambling on the NRL? And if that's the case, trillions.
Just lucky Luciano holding the bag for all bets.
Jeez, how does Jimmy Smith know? Who's he mixing with?
Well, his wife's American, so he's, you know, maybe.
We're going to have to start being nice to Jimmy. He might have us knocked off.
Hey, I'm always nice to Jimmy. Jimmy's one of my men. The ball playing toilet brush. I love him.
Anyway, yeah, some interesting stuff there. So, Sats, one thing about the 20-team comp, and I want to get these thoughts from our listeners, 0457 736 736 and 8833 in New Zealand. I'm worried if we have a 20-team competition that it's going to die, and I think it's going to have 10 games a week. First of all, where do you put the other two games? Where do they go, first of all? What time slot?
Monday Night Footy would come back.
Secondly, which doesn't go too well, Sats. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I love it. Then we've only got to wait 3 days or a couple of nights until we see footy again. But the other thing is it dilutes the quality of the game.
Yeah, it does. And again, I'm playing in that. And I was at one of the teams that was at that lower half of the 20-team competition. And it was, you know, crowds get affected. It's, you know, if the team's not travelling that well and you're running 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, it does. It really dilutes the talent. And the teams that are at the bottom quarter of the competition, yeah, a lot of their talent gets stolen. But I'll give you a good example. Travis Norton, really good young player, South Queensland Crushers. And he was the 18, 19-year-old coming through. And they were sort of trying to hedge him and Clinton Shifkovsky and these really good young players coming through. Well, the Bulldogs just come and stole him.
Yeah, there you go.
He just said, I'll sign Super League and play with the Bulldogs, playing in the grand final a couple of years later.
More money, chance of winning a premiership, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So in my thinking then, does that make the stronger clubs even stronger and the weaker clubs weaker? Are we going to get to a situation like the Super League? I couldn't believe you told me this earlier. Fascinating. How many years has the English Super League been around for?
30 years.
And how many clubs have won a premiership?
4. St Helens, far Bradford, out. Wigan.
See, we're heading that way here. We've got our top clubs, obviously the Panthers, the Broncos.
Yeah.
That's happening here.
Mm.
The Storm.
Oh, no. Everyone goes through a cycle where you'll see teams that are pretty much in the top 4, top 5 most years, and it'll go through a cycle where the salary cap slowly takes a lot of their talent away from them just due to success.
Yeah, but people go there, don't they, Sats, because they'll take a clip because they want to win a premiership.
Yeah, but there'll be one player, and then while they're taking 2 or 3 away. And then they'll take another 2.
But look at Penrith, though. Look at their junior base. Mm. They just managed to find replacements.
See, Penrith will stay in the top 8 for quite a few years now, because what they've done really well is they've worried about the bottom end, not the top end. A lot of clubs look at the top end and everything else underneath suffers. So Penrith have done it really well.
So given your example of the Crushers, you've come in, how are they going to have any sort of success and get a supporter base if there's not a lot to choose from? We saw this with the Dolphins, remember?
Yeah.
Where are we going? And the Dolphins struggled to sign
star players. You're taking
players
from the UK Super League. You're probably debuting players that are probably not ready for the NRL.
So how
they get exposed to it.
But how's that going to build a supporter base and build the game?
Yeah, it is. It's tough. It's really, really tough. I mean, what you do is you unearth some very young players well before their time, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Which is a really good thing. But, you know, a lot of those players are very few and far between. It was really tough. You know, when we look at that 20-team comp, within the space of sort of like 3 years, we had the Western Reds. And this is all because of Super League, of course. This is all because of Super League. But the Western Reds got kicked out of the competition. South Queensland Crushers, the Adelaide Rams, the Gold Coast Chargers, the Tigers and Wests merged, and the Dragons and Illawarra merged to get back to a lesser number. So
maybe, but that he's put a number on. He said 20.
Mm, he wants to see 20.
He just wants more TV revenue.
Well, primarily that's what it's about.
And gambling revenue, yeah. Mm. All right, this is Sports Day. Thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions. Your thoughts on a 20-team NRL competition? I think it's nuts. Going further for Australian farmers, find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. Break time. We're going to come back and do a new segment. Thanks to Kia Sorrento, the opinions that inspire. I've got a couple of good ones coming up. That's next here on Sports Day.
We're back
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Start looking forward to this weekend's game at games at Vegas. There has been a man that has, we saw him grace our screens and listen on our radios back in the 90s for the St. George Dragons, not the St. George Illawarra Dragons. That man's name is David New. So he's been on this crusade for many, many years in the country of the United States, hasn't he, Rat, to try and get rugby league on a grand scale.
Oh, he has.
He has.
And to the point where he even, you know, had a bit to do with getting my brother over there to play in New Jersey, which was fantastic back in the early 2000s. So, yeah, it's made fantastic to have him on the show, but also fantastic to see, I'm sure from his point of view, to see the NRL in the US.
And we're going to hear from the man himself. Live from Philadelphia, David New is on the line for Sports Day. How are you, Dave?
Scott. Matt, how are you, boys?
We're very, very well. I'm really excited to talk to you because, as I was saying, you've been on this crusade for a long time to try and introduce rugby league, not only in the schools, which you did when you moved over to Philly in the 90s, but also on a grander scale, much like a UK Super League style. So with this game in Vegas on the weekend, it must be just a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, as you guys mentioned, I've been here a while. It feels forever, almost 30 years now. So seen a lot of things happen over that period of time from, you know, the ground up, from just trying to get the game started very humbly from guys playing and learning the game, putting on internationals, having, you know, teams such as Australia, the Kangaroos coming across and playing here, England, New Zealand, a national club competition, and now watching the NRL come here. It's kind of surreal, but very, very exciting. Can't wait for next Saturday.
Now, let's go back that 30 years because you moved over to Philly as a teacher. And is that when you started introducing rugby league into schools, Dave?
It was. You know, it was a combination of things. It was, one, it was introducing the game, you know, to kids, you know, in various forms from flag, rugby league, try to remove some of the contact and get people more interested because, as you imagine, in the 90s, talking to schools about playing rugby, you know, a sport without shoulder pads and helmets, it was a little concerning. So, you know, sort of modified the rules and got people interested that way. Or anyway, you could get them to hold a ball. And at the same time, we had a team from Glen Mills Schools where I worked with the staff members who played against others that we formed a club competition. So it was almost like the longest yard, right? The school was a place that kids were sent from the courts from around the country. Some kids from gangs and bad situations. So the staff were big, strong college athletic former football players who really converted to the game of rugby league quite easily. So seen a lot and seen the ups and downs, and this is certainly, we're up at the moment and really enjoying what's coming.
Now, how was it received in those early days, Dave? Like, they must have, I mean, I've trained with some American sides out here and sometimes the concept of play what you see in front of you is a little bit foreign to them because it's, you know, in American football, it's like the play is the play and you run that play. How was it received, that ad lib type of football where you just sort of go out there and sort of you express yourself with your skill?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, for the most part, if you got some basketballs to cross over, that was all right. You know, they were used to playing in space and moving the ball around. But a lot of the footballers, if they came from a defensive position, they never touched the ball. So, yeah, when guys were on it and they were breaking them in half. But when they didn't have the ball, they'd just take off down the field. They'd be blocking people and knocking over. So the first games that we ever played, you blokes would be laughing. It was just crazy, you know. So you just had to try and get them conditioned to, you know, pass backwards to move forward. It just made no sense to them. But certainly the contact and the ability to sort of touch the ball and play on both sides of the ball was exciting for them.
Now, I remember talking back in around 2007 to yourself, Dave, when we were at the Gold Coast Titans, and it seemed as though it was just on the verge of a possible Super League type scenario starting in the US with teams in different states and different cities. Now, the NRL has said they're, you know, possibly looking at a Super League in the US. I think it'd be ludicrous if they went and bought the UK Super League. It loses too much money. But to start a Super League style in the US, how do you think that would be received?
I think there's an opportunity, right? There's certainly a massive sports marketplace. The population could satisfy the style of game and the dynamic nature of rugby league. All those things make sense totally. When we tried to do it way back in 2007, it was related to a media partnership. So it happened to be a conversation and a relationship with a network called Spike, owned by Viacom, and they were the guys that presented the original Ultimate Fighter. So we looked at it as a way of trying to get out into the community, in the marketplace and across the country and identify athletes in a TV-based program that got them to have an opportunity to play in this professional rugby league competition. So we actually were all the way down the path, and then the market crashed, as you might recall, 2008.
Yep.
But they pulled back funding. So I've always believed that there's a place for a professional level of this game where you can get the bottom, you know, the grassroots work, you can get it into the high schools and into the universities, and then you can work from the top down, and all those things can meet. I still believe there's an opportunity for a professional rugby league competition here done right.
Yeah, well, I believe it too. Given in the last probably decade, we've seen the rise of Major League Soccer, which is not the staple in the US. We've seen the rise of rugby, the Major League Rugby over there with the Guillotinis and, you know, Texas, owned by Adam Gilchrist at the time, an Aussie. It's a huge market. I mean, given that they do have those staples, are you trying to crack into those markets, or are you trying to create a whole new market for itself? You're not trying to steal from other sports. You're trying to create something new. Is that what the sort of the mission would be?
Yeah, I think it could be a combination of both. If you look at soccer, when I got here in the early 90s, there was a lot of expats, you know, and they were trying to get the game up and moving, but some of them were, you know, well-oiled. They had a ton of money. So they had the ability to take, you know, a global game like soccer, find a community here in the US of initial adopters, so people from all over the world that love soccer. And it started, you know, quite humbly, but you know, just recently, a soccer franchise is selling for close to $500 million, $500,000. That's in a period of 30 years.
Yeah.
And if you look at the other sports, lacrosse has grown here. So there's every opportunity for rugby league to really, really find its place in the market. People tend to say that they're going to get confused by rugby union and the other versions of rugby sevens that are here. But I see it, and I've always believed that rugby league looks way more like American football, which they understand, than the other two. And you know, no disrespect to rugby union, Matty. I know you played both.
Yep.
I played both as well. But just for this audience, for this marketplace, for a produced, you know, product, for broadcast, whether it's, you know, free to air or streaming, it makes sense. So, you know, smart people who are well-resourced that can fund those sort of opportunities, those things can happen, and I really believe they can happen far quicker because of what's going on in Vegas on March the 2nd.
Yeah, well, I was going to...
High profile, all the eyeballs, it gets the attention and the energy, and then people get their heads together and go, hang on, there's something here.
Mm. Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, off the back of this Vegas trip, and I can only imagine this isn't going to be a one-off. I can imagine this being, you know, next 5 or 6 years. They keep going back, and the crowd's, you know, continually growing every year, and the excitement around it becoming more and more. What hopes do the local community have? The rugby league community, and I know it's not a huge community, but it's a passionate community. What would you love to see come out of this, Dave?
I think they've got high hopes for a good reason. Is that finally they've got an opportunity to direct people to something major in this country around a rugby league event. It's massive for NRL teams. Then they can point them to the television. If they can't make it to Vegas, they can all watch it live on Fox Sports. So they can sort of tell their friends and their community, here's where you can watch it on a platform which normally they wouldn't get, which is exciting for them. And then all the energy that comes from this, all the guys that are going to come and play in the Nines tournament, that's going on out in Vegas next Thursday and Friday coming, or a Masters tournament, or a Combine. All those people are going to go back to their communities really excited about what's going on, which exponentially, you know, helps to grow the game. You know, those things help this thing to move forward, you know, collectively. So there's so many things that are going to come from it that we don't really know about now that ideally we're going to see, you know, months after this event, knowing that they're coming back again next March. And according to, you know, what we're being told, it's going to be a 5-year plan.
Mm.
A lot of good things can happen in that period of time.
Absolutely.
I know it's in Canada. Remember the interest that the Toronto Wolfpack got when they first came into the first division of the Super League?
I'm not excited. I'm think Are the licenses for sale for the US NRL side? Might be worth getting in on one early.
Hey, Dave. Out of all the cities, if you know, when you were looking at cities back in 2007 that would be hosting potential Super League rugby league teams, what would have been the most popular city to play for a player?
Two ways to look at it. From a business standpoint, it would be the major media markets. You know, New York, Philadelphia, LA, Miami, Dallas. So it almost mirrored some of the football teams. And for a player's perspective, somewhere warm.
Yes.
You're really going to have to make sure. You're really going to make sure that you know, the seasonality of the tournament's important, isn't it? It's not just about, you know, the ability, because this country's so massive. You know, you see in football, you can play and it's bright sunshine on the West Coast and it's snowing on the East Coast. So those things are going to come into consideration, but also competition. You know, who you're up against, what's their ideal time? I think all of us would think it would make sense is right about now. NFL's finished. Well, you know, that desire and appetite for contact and football style. And let's face it, now our ball looks similar. We play on a similar shaped field. And the rules and the strategy are very similar. Why not try and find and capture a time of the year that makes sense? Now, if you look at what's going on with the Rock and the spring football,
yes,
they're trying to do the same thing. So that there's kind of a race for where's the opportunity and where's that lie. In my mind, it's somewhere between, you know, the end of February, early March, like we're talking about now, up until probably May or June. Because when summer starts here, it gets very busy in terms of, you know, the competition for people's attention. Americans love to go to the beach and do all their summer stuff. And, you know, they go on holidays. So you don't really want to go up against that. And, you know, baseball sort of has an opportunity there without much competition and basketball. So, you know, identifying the key window, how long you want that competition to be for. Because we see football in this country, and you guys see it as well, the American football has been a real smart operating schedule where they show and give you just enough over 16, 17 weeks and in the playoffs that you really want more after it's finished, rather than some of these extended competitions where it can be too much.
Yep.
Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, Dave, it's been great to catch up because you've been at the coalface for many, many years over there.
The pioneer.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been preaching to the converted here. We'd love to see it happen. And I think come Saturday, Vegas time, Sunday, Australian time, you'll be smiling like a Cheshire cat. And let's hope that one day your dream comes to fruition and you're heavily involved in that. So thanks for joining us on Sports Day, Dave, because we know it's getting there late at night where you are in Philly at the moment.
Absolutely.
So we're very privileged to be able to have you on air tonight. Thanks very much.
I appreciate it, guys. It's wonderful. As I said, you know, I'm excited about it. Can't wait for Saturday. And hopefully it's something that all rugby league fans will be really proud of and excited to see get bigger.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
What's this?
This is Beyoncé's new country western song. Went number one.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's only just come out.
Has it?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Mate, how big is country music now?
It's always been big, Woogie, you know.
No, but not in this country.
Who was the first country and western singer to make it rock? The most recognised to make it rock.
I don't know.
0457 736 736.
Oh, you don't know either.
No, I do.
Who?
8833. The most recognised.
Taylor Swift.
Who really made it. Well, no,
she
came
made it
after.
Pop.
Yeah, she was. But there was a guy that made country and western into real rock and was.
John Fogerty.
No, and was filling out stadiums.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, Garth Brooks.
He never did rock. It's all country music,
it
mate.
There was a bit of, you know, there's electric guitar involved. There was, you know, he made it country music sexy.
All right, opinions that inspire the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Beautiful car. Kia's large SUV available now at your nearest Kia dealer. Sporting records that will never be broken.
Yeah, I heard this on a podcast over in the US a couple of weeks ago while I was away, and I thought, yeah, that's a really good topic. And when you think rugby league, you think Dragons 11 in a row. That'll never get beaten. But there's different rules back then. There's no salary cap. You know, a lot of the time you lived in the area, the club that you played for. And If the Panthers win 4 in a row, they'll be regarded as one of the great, if not the greatest team of all time under a salary cap rule. So, and I started thinking about, you think about points scored, Alex Johnston. He's got 26 tries to beat the great Ken Irvines, who I never thought would get beaten at 212 tries from the 50s and 60s. So, but it's not only about games, it's also about ages. So get involved, 0457 736 736 or 8833. Sporting records will never get broken. And I'll throw out one because I love my boxing. So does Steve from Dubbo. Mike Tyson won the world heavyweight title at 20.
So, and that's young in heavy. So what's a good mature age for a heavyweight boxer?
27, 28.
Okay. That's 28, a long time before.
And probably getting older now.
Yep.
But 20 years of age. It was ridiculous to win it at 20 years of age. And his coach saw him at 13 and said, "You'll be the youngest heavyweight champion of all time." LeBron James, NBA.
Yep.
That's nearly 40,000. There's a big chance that'll never get broken.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
I've got a cricket one for you.
Yep.
Murali, 800 test wickets.
Isn't it funny? We talk about Warnie being the greatest bowler of all time, yet he doesn't have the most wickets.
I wouldn't say he's the greatest bowler of all time.
One of the greatest players and there's very few bowlers.
I mean, he took 708 test wickets, and I reckon that'll be a struggle to break. But Murali, the reason is all the controversy around the action.
And also the countries that he most notably played against.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So he bowled a lot on the subcontinent. But the other thing is, well, they're not going to play that much test cricket anymore.
Yeah.
So you'll never see that beaten.
Mm. Yeah. You brought up a really good one in the break, Cam Smith.
Yeah.
Like NRL games alone, over 400, and then there's another 50 or 60 test matches and State of Origins as well. It's well over 500 games.
Plus he reffed 500 games.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right, Cam and Dave, Garth Brooks.
Yeah, but I don't mind Steve from Dubbo saying the Eagles were country.
Yeah, they were.
But that, yeah, I don't know if it was still rock. Hey, got some breaking news out of Rooster Mungrel. Woogie and Worm, Glenn has just been confirmed as the sole participant on Foxtel's new show called Flogglebox. And yes, it's his pension day today.
Wow, can't wait.
Special night.
Cannot wait. Steve said Brett Kenny's 2 tries and 3 grand finals will never get beaten.
2 tries
in 3 grand finals in a row.
What?
You're actually.
A double in each grand final.
Each grand final.
What about old mate for Manchester City this morning? 5 goals. A triple hat trick.
A triple hat trick.
That's a triple hat trick.
5 goals is a triple hat trick.
Yeah. So you got the hat trick.
Yep.
Then you got 4's a double hat trick and then 5's a triple hat trick.
Really?
Well, it is in cricket. Okay. What's his name? What's their massive goal scorer? The one who keeps getting all the goals for Man City? Yeah.
Not Ronaldo.
No.
He doesn't play there anymore.
No, the Swedish sounding guy.
Oh, not I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
He hadn't scored a goal for a week. Everyone's calling him for his head.
Is it Haaland someone?
Yeah. Scored 5 goals this morning. Like, seriously. Has that ever been? Look, I don't know soccer.
I don't know.
Has that ever been done? What, 5 goals by an individual?
Sporting records have never been broken. There'd be plenty out there, wouldn't there? Have to be.
Give us a crack. 0457. What about 0457 736 736 8833 in New Zealand? What about that bowler on the Gold Coast who took 6 wickets and 1 over? The captain of Mudrabar.
I reckon they'll get broken in country cricket one day.
Well, how do you get more than 6 wickets in an over?
Oh, in an over. Yeah, true. Darren from Strathfield says, "Hey, guys, Jack Nicklaus is 18 majors. Tiger was on track."
There you go.
It's a good one.
Rightio, let us know moments that inspire the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. Break time. Back in a mo.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
You've inspired me to play this song again.
Yeah. I was just saying to Woody off air.
What did you
So in Vietnam, I discovered one of my favourite drinks, kumquat tea.
What?
So kumquat is a fruit, of
course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, kumquat tea is very popular in Vietnam.
Hey, okay. So you're into the pina coladas.
Yep.
Is there a song called Kumquat Tea we can play tomorrow night? Jeez, it's hard to say that too, can I just say? Hey, listen, Rob got on the phone and left us a message. You can get 7 wickets, and of course you can. Stumping off a wine.
You can, yeah. You can only get run out on a no ball, can't you? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, a couple of more texts before we go to the break, Sats.
Okay, this is on records. Thanks for your feedback. Plenty to get to. Wilt Chamberlain 100 points from 5-2-2. Bully Tintino says Fox's 6 tries in a game. The Rat says Bill Russell, 11 NBA titles. Simon from Balgowney, Michael Phelps, 23 Olympic gold medals. That'll never get beaten.
No.
We've got a lot here. Stepper from Redcliffe, Tommy from Sydney, Don Brabin's 99.94 average. I don't buy into that. Wiley's whippersnippering before mowing. Cam says Steph Curry's 3-pointers. Never be beaten.
What about Ash Barty? Will we see another Australian woman win
Tom
the French?
Yep.
French and woman? I don't think so.
Rooster Muzz says sporting records. 6 wooden spoons in a row for the Parramatta Eels, 56-61.
Oh no, that's going to cause trouble. Back in a moment. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia and Nutrien Ag Solutions.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome to it. Second big hour of the show. This is Sports Day Wednesday night edition. It's dinner party night on Married at First Sight.
Great night tonight.
Yeah, but you're going to the Titans launch.
What about a guy that he wrote a song for his wife? It was cringeworthy.
She kicked
him out about 2 hours later.
I wasn't watching it. Yeah, don't you know someone who that's her friend?
Yeah, she was actually the bridesmaid at the...
She's quite a pretty girl. She seems normal-ish.
Yeah, she ends up with
another
one of the grooms.
Tim, isn't it, or Jono?
I'm not sure. Jono, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one who wouldn't stand up for his missus was told to put a muzzle on it.
Yeah.
Mate, I feel sorry for the future of this world. Hey, welcome to the second hour. Everybody's favourite segment coming up soon.
Are you serious?
Plus a few other things. Oh, we've got Simon Orchard, Greyhounds New South Wales, joining us as well. Got some tips for you. Sats, before we get into a preview of the first test tomorrow.
Yes.
Australia versus New Zealand for twoies. I feel like a twoies or two. Drink responsibly. Wanted to mention in 465, Man Boobs has been on the text a lot tonight. Darryl Vanderbilt, the man. Now, for those in New South Wales, may not know a lot about him, but very well-respected man in rugby league and particularly Queensland. One of the things I best know him for was working with Wayne Bennett to bring Alfie back from Super League to beat New South Wales in State of Origin.
2001.
He was his coach, wasn't he?
He was at Warrington.
Right.
Yeah, he was at Warrington back then where Alfie was playing and Andrew G were playing. And, yeah, basically he was the one that had to give a clearance for Alfie to leave Warrington and play in that final State of Origin, which only 3 people knew about.
That's right, and he was one of them. Sadly passed away late yesterday, age 72, I think, only young.
A really good player, played for Queensland in the 70s, a very, very good player, a great administrator for the game, and just one of the most staunchest human beings you'd ever meet. And he had, a lot of people have got a story about Darryl Vanderbilt because he just played a role in so many people's lives and just one of the great guys. He was one of the first guys. My father and he were very good friends. He was one of the first guys to ring me when Dad passed away and turned up to the funeral. And he went in for a routine knee replacement. And Benny Eichen, the boss of the QRL, apparently rang him Monday night to say, "How are you going?" Everything was fine. But Tuesday morning, complications. I'm led to believe it's from a clot. So very sad. He's got a beautiful family. He's kids, grandkids. And, You know, I remember I was a young guy, signed a 3-year deal in Sydney to go to Sydney. I was only down there about 3 or 4 months and I broke my jaw and I wasn't enjoying Sydney. And he rang me. And he said, we've got this new team starting in Brisbane, the South Queensland Crushers. And he was the CEO. He said, would you like to come back to Queensland? I said, no, I've got a 3-year deal. I want to stick it out. And then as I got further into my injury and I was disliking Sydney, I didn't have a cent to my name. I was really struggling financially and I couldn't work. And I rang him again. I said, is that 2-year contract still available? He said, absolutely. You know, so.
And the Roosters let you go, which was good.
Yeah, Huey McGahn, who was on the board there, one of the great Roosters and Kiwis, he was really good. At first, I wasn't going to. And then Huey said, well, if you're really homesick and you want to go back, we'll let you go back. And I went to the Crushers and I had a great relationship with Daryl. And thanks 465 because, yeah, he's a tremendous man in rugby league. He's going to be sorely missed. Mm. And I've got to say, his funeral will be laced with so many people from across the country.
Well said, Sats. Mm. Simon, can I, just changing subject here, Simon from Balgownie says, seeing it's still technically summer, I'd like to ask a quick question. Fire away, Simon. Do you think Australia can afford to have both Marsh and Green in the same test side, or does that leave us one frontline batsman short? Well, we look at this test tomorrow, and if you ask me where we struggle, and we struggled this summer in Australia against two pretty ordinary sides in Pakistan and the West Indies, I still think we have that problem with Green batting at four. Mm. And we saw us lose, and I said all along, and you agreed, Sats, that if we lost two quick wickets and we're exposing Green to a new ball, and all of a sudden if we lose Green or a third wicket, then you've got your aggressive batsman in Head and Marsh coming to the crease.
Having to play conservative.
And we saw that didn't work for Head earlier on. So I still think that's an issue. I think if they can get into that middle order early again, and New Zealand is a better bowling attack, they have a better bowling attack than the West. Well, the West Indies was pretty handy then. Certainly a better bowling attack than what Pakistan have.
Well, on the back of that, Simo said that.
Mm.
I read somewhere today that New Zealand are bragging about the green wicket tomorrow. Do they realise that Australia has Stark and Cummins and Hazelwood and Green and Marsh?
Well, a lot dependent on the toss, right?
Mm.
We have the best bowling attack in the world. No doubt about it. They'd be a little bit jittery after getting absolutely flogged, apart from game one and the T20s. And I know it's different teams and whatnot, but still the same bowling attack.
Yep.
And we absolutely pants New Zealand. I'm sorry for our listeners in New Zealand, 8833. I'm sure you agree. That's the number two team in the world in T20 cricket. Absolutely pants by Australia.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing Smith and Khawaja again. I think, would Smith get 100 in that last test, I think, against the Windies? So, and I'm okay with him opening. I really, but I'm just worried about that number four spot in Green. I'd rather see Green at six.
Steve Smith's a champion. You'd never doubt a champion. They find a way. Always find a way.
Khawaja Drew, he's due for some runs. I'm sure he'll get them. Yeah, I know.
Who's his first century was against the Kiwis 8 years ago.
There you go.
Mm.
And I just love I think cricket's in a great place when Khawaja's at media conferences and batting for Australia. He just loves the game and he just loves to smile. Labuschagne's due as well. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. It starts tomorrow, 9 a.m. Daylight savings time. You can catch every single ball this first test live and exclusive on SEN and the SCN app. I reckon the Aussies will get it done in 3 days.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't?
No, I think they'll dig their heels in the Kiwis. I think they'll be okay.
And a special, by the way, special shout out.
Well, Neil Wagner's retired. Yeah, we mentioned that last night. And of course, he was Steve Smith's bunny, wasn't he?
Steve Smith was his bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, stocky South African.
4 out of the last 5 innings, I think, he's got Smith out.
And, you know, he's going to end up being the fifth highest wicket taker in New Zealand cricket history. So, yeah, good on him. He wasn't going to play. He'd been tapped on the shoulder, as you probably mentioned last night. But very emotional at that media conference yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It's great to see. And what I loved about all that, he thanked New Zealand for accepting him and welcoming him into their country. And,
that's what Kiwis do.
I know. They're so good at it. Ravindra has been cleared to play. This kid can bat.
He can bat, isn't he?
Needs a stake. But can bat. And Southie has not yet named his starting 11, but he doesn't have to do that until the toss
tomorrow. What do you think of Tyrone Rod? Should be a pink ball game in New Zealand. This is Auckland, this game, second game in Christchurch.
No, this one is in this one's in Wellington.
Wellington, second one in Christchurch, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. Mm. I think it's a more even contest with a red ball. That pink ball just does stupid things when the sun goes down.
Mm.
Well, but I love the what? What's that mean?
I've seen you in a pink tutu, and you've done some silly things when the sun went down.
Oh, I just I'm looking for it, mate. Tomorrow I get up and the cricket's on. How good's that? I'm getting no work done tomorrow. The kids have to get their own way to school. What do you think? Kiwis, I'd love to hear from you. A chance in this first test, 8833 is our number. One of the things we're talking about tonight, about sporting records, what will never be broken? Lawrence has been standing by in Sydney. Lawrence, you got a record for us that won't be broken?
Yeah. Ken Warby's water speed record. 511 kilometres an hour on Blowering Dam.
What?
Still stands since 1978.
What was he in?
A boat.
I gathered
in
that.
A jet.
Yeah.
Jet-powered boat. It's a Fossey's boat. It actually was at the Maritime Museum for a while, but they took it back because they thought that that someone was going to try and break their record. But he had an article, two have tried, two have died, trying to beat this record.
500-odd K now. So what dam was that again, and whereabouts is it, Lawrence?
Blowering Dam. I'm not 100% sure. I'm thinking it must be in Victoria.
Okay. That's insane, isn't it? That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
500-odd K.
Lawrence, are you on the toilet?
Or in a tunnel?
Yeah.
No.
Very echoey. No, you might need some furniture. Sorry.
That's a good one. We like those left of centre ones. That's good, Lawrence.
Thanks, Lawrence, awesome. For your call, thank mate. You very thanks much, for calling mate. Us. Cheers, buddy. There you go. Got any for us? 1300 01 1170.
We've got plenty. Craig says, what about Heather McKay's 16 straight British Open squash titles? Never be beat by
She always gets a mention on
Absolutely.
This show.
Absolutely. One of the great Australian athletes. Can you imagine if... William Worm, the Bradman of League. Okay, Dave Brown's 38 tries in 16 games, a game season. Rooster Muzz. Michael Jordan. I like this one from the Reptile. He's the only player to win the scoring champ, defensive player of the year, season MVP and finals MVP in one season. Not only the first and only player to do it, he did it four times.
There you go.
So we always talk about who's the GOAT. Kelly Slater. And this one is, I saw this one because there's a separate email came through, a text message came through from where they're from Main Beach, I think it was. But Kelly Slater's 11 world titles. No one will ever beat that.
Yep.
Surfing world titles.
Yep.
We've got Sotomayor's 2.45 metre high jump record. He was 40 years of age. And the men's long jump record is 8.95 metres 35. See, I'm thinking in these enhanced games, I reckon things like that would get beaten, wouldn't they? People are allowed to go into the enhanced games with as many drugs in the system as possible.
Well, yes, perhaps. Hey, listen, got to go to a break. More of your texts coming up in just a moment. This is Sports Day.
The new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, hello and welcome back to the show. This is Sports Day. Sats and Jace here for you Wednesday night. 0457 736 736 is our number. That's our text number. You want to send us a text and also 8833. Hey, records. Fleshlight says sporting record that will never be broken is Australian woodchopping. Athlete David Foster, 21 consecutive world titles.
Yeah, I did a couple of functions with Dave Foster. I got a really good photo at home with Dave Foster and signed. He was an amazing man, huge, massive man. His hands are like T-bone steaks, so bigger than Bear's head, Fletch. He was a great athlete. And his son was actually very good as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think his son still is, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, listen, the man, big announcement tonight on Sports Day, and I think it deserves all the credit and the praise that it gets. But our next guest has just signed a massive deal with Foxtel. Massive deal. Like, the money is incredible.
Really?
He's starring in the brand new TV show called Flogglebox. It's none other than Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to Sports Day. And congratulations on the deal for Flogglebox.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. And at least they sent the contracts back. Thank you very much. Thanks, Rooster Mongrel. Justin, welcome back, mate. See, the ratings are down. But anyway, believe it or not, Justin, Ripley got eliminated on Idol last night. See what I did then, buddy? And as predicted by me, Amy Reeves, 24-year-old beautiful broom girl, will win Idol overall. So get your bets on, but always remember, gamble responsibly. I'm off to watch the Matildas, so good night all. Thanks.
He's lost it.
It's a return leg tonight, isn't it?
It is. Uzbekistan. Marvel Stadium, sellout tonight.
Sellout? Really?
50,000?
Wow.
At Marvel. Mate, interesting this game tonight. Some people are saying they should just take it easy and just play for a draw. Well, don't Uzbekistan need to score 3 goals minimum
for
it to go to overtime?
For an away game, yeah. So your away goals are worth more.
Yeah, 2.
Mm.
Hey, have you seen, speaking of which, have you seen Sunderland Till I Die, season 3?
No, I haven't.
Mate, I don't like soccer. And it was clear
you
that
you can't
I'd
say that when you...
No.
When you're on a sports show, you say, do you know, you I know don't watch a lot of soccer or
you know,
football.
You know the mistake I made on Friday on Drive with on the run home with Rat?
Yeah, I did. I heard about that.
How'd you hear about it? Did I tell you, did I?
No, I heard it. And you asked, was it Robbie Slater?
Yeah, all right, it's getting worse.
You asked Robbie Slater, a great Australian footballer and now commentator, about Sam Kerr in the Olympics.
Yeah, I said, will she be playing in the return leg?
Yeah.
And everyone gave it to me saying,
it's
no,
funny
she's
say
out.
That about a leg. She
I know.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to be honest, say, look, God, no, but I had to be honest, Sats, I don't follow soccer. And I love the whole Matildas thing. I love the whole story, but I don't follow soccer. And they go, how do you not know that she's not going to be in the Olympics? I go, because they go, it's all over the news. I go, I don't watch the news. I don't, but I don't watch the news.
Oh, yeah, because it's, what is it, propaganda and...
Of course it is.
Mm. For a person who doesn't watch the news, you've always got a lot to say about politicians and politics.
No, I get my tailored news source.
So who was your go-to for any sort of political rhetoric?
Oh,
Peter Credlin?
I like Peter Credlin.
Yeah, she's good.
I like Paul Murray because he gets crankier than Rat at stuff. Plus, I feel attractive. Watching Paul Murray. there's a few people overseas.
We've got so many great...
We'll read them out.
Oh, okay, do you want me to go through some?
Yeah, do some.
Okay. Boys, Winks, 4 Cox Plates, Maccabi Dibba, 3 straight Melbourne Cups. Lance from the Goldie, never be beaten. Kim Jong-un said 0-2-0 in 0-2-0 in New Zealand.
Yes.
11 hole-in-ones.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
In one round of golf.
Yeah,
outstanding.
But I think North Korea in general, they won the Olympics, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, everyone in there thinks they did, that lives there.
We'll see. I follow their news.
Yes. Jason and Sats. We've still got Deion Sanders played NFL and Major League Baseball on the same day.
That was incredible.
Great documentary on that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, can I just interrupt quickly?
Bo Jackson. This is from 749, yeah.
Cam wants me to ask if Glenn, if he whippersnips before he mows, it's going to tell us a lot about Sats either way. Glenn, if you're not watching whatever crap you watch, give us a quick call back, 1300 01 1170.
He wouldn't mow and whippersnip.
See, Lester from Penrith says the same as me, and I'm not having a crack. I do find soccer, and don't attack me for this, but I'm just being, it's not my cup of tea. I just find it a bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You don't really like it, do you?
No, I don't watch a lot of it.
Same.
But my son has got me into it because he's a mad Liverpool fan, and so I...
But see, I can't even get into EPL, but I loved the Sunderland Till I Die doco because I love the story, and I love the stories behind the stories.
Yep.
But I can't sit there and watch a soccer match.
Mm.
Breaking news, Cowboys back rower Lukey has
Hillam
Lukey has taken a player option to stay with the Cowboys for a further season.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever going anywhere. He's a good player. Hey, that dam that Lawrence called up about the quickest across water, 500 and something, it's in Tumut in New South Wales.
Right.
Western New South Wales. Yeah, thank you for that. That's from Rabbit Burrow tomorrow.
Hey, Glenn's rang back. Should I put him live to air?
Yeah, go.
Glenn, you're live to air. Do you whippersnip before you mow? Yeah.
Or do you mow first?
Mate, I do both at once. I'm that versatile.
So whoever
asked that question, that's what I do.
Sorry I asked. He's trying to do gear. I just needed an answer.
So Tim says he's a professional. Edge, whip, blow, mow, blow. That's too much, Tim. See, if you're a professional landscaper, lawn mower, you're adding too much to your day. You could minimise that.
Okay.
And more productivity in your day, Tim.
SEN stations are leaving us now to take the basketball. The Kings playing the break. It should be a good match. If you want to continue listening to us, the SEN app, you'll find us. I think you might find us on Central Coast Track Station. We'll be on there somewhere. Or Super Radio Network, you'll find us. They've got us as well. So the basketball playoffs between the Kings and the Breakers on the way next break time. We'll be back with more of your texts and...
Are you serious?
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, hello and welcome back to the show. This is Sports Day. Sats and Jace here for your Wednesday night. 0457 736 736 is our number. That's our text number. You want to send us a text. And also 8833. Hey, records. Fleshlight says sporting record that will never be broken is Australian woodchopping. Woodchop athlete David Foster, 21 consecutive world titles.
Yeah, I did a couple of functions with Dave Foster. I got a really good photo at home with Dave Foster and signed. He was an amazing man, huge, massive man. His hands are like T-bone steaks, so bigger than Bear's head, Fletch. He was a great athlete, and his son was actually very good as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think his son still is, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, listen, big announcement tonight on Sports Day, and I think – it deserves all the credit and the praise that it gets. But our next guest has just signed a massive deal with Foxtel. Massive deal. Like, the money is incredible.
Really?
He's starring in the brand new TV show called Flogglebox. It's none other than Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to Sports Day. And congratulations on the deal for Flogglebox.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. And at least they sent the contracts back. Thank you very much. Thanks, Rooster Mongrel. Justin, welcome back, mate. See, the ratings are down, but anyway, believe it or not, Justin, Ripley got eliminated on Idol last night. See what I did then, buddy? And as predicted by me, Amy Reeves, 24-year-old beautiful broom girl, will win Idol overall. So get your bets on, but always remember, gamble responsibly. I'm off to watch the Matildas, so good night all. Thanks.
He's lost it.
It's a return leg tonight, isn't it?
It is.
Uzbekistan.
Marvel Stadium sellout tonight.
Sellout? Really?
50,000?
Wow.
At Marvel. Mate, interesting this game tonight. Some people are saying they should just take it easy and just play for a draw. Well, don't Uzbekistan need to score 3 goals minimum
for
it to go to overtime?
For an away game, yeah. So your away goals are worth more.
Yeah, 2. Hey, have you seen, speaking of which, have you seen Sunderland Till I Die, season 3?
No, I haven't.
Mate, I don't like soccer. And it was clear
you
that
you can't
I'd...
say that when you...
No.
You're on a sports show. I don't watch a lot of soccer football.
You know the mistake I made on Friday on Drive on the run home with Rat?
Yeah, I did. I heard about that.
How'd you hear about it? Did I tell you, did I?
No, I heard it. And you asked, was it Robbie Slater?
Yeah, all right, it's getting worse.
You asked Robbie Slater, a great Australian footballer and now commentator, about Sam Kerr in the Olympics.
Yeah, I said, will she be playing in the return leg?
Yeah.
And everyone gave it to me saying,
it's
no,
funny
she's
say
out.
That about a leg. She
I know.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to be honest, say, look, God, no, but I had to be honest, Sats, I don't follow soccer. And I love the whole Matildas thing. I love the whole story, but I don't follow soccer. And they go, how do you not know that she's not going to be in the Olympics? I go, because they go, it's all over the news. I go, I don't watch the news. I don't, but I do, you know I don't watch the news.
Oh, yeah, because it's, what is it, propaganda and...
Of course it is.
Mm. You, for a person who doesn't watch the news, you've always got a lot to say about politicians and
politics. No, I get my tailored news source.
So who was your go-to for any sort of political rhetoric?
Oh,
Peter Credlin?
I like Peter Credlin.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. I like Paul Murray because he gets crankier than rat at staff. Plus, I feel attractive watching Paul Murray. there's a few people overseas.
We've got so many great...
We'll read them out.
Oh, okay, do you want me to go through some?
Yeah, do some.
Okay. Boys, Winks, 4 Cox Plates, Maccabi Diba, 3 straight Melbourne Cups. Lance from the Goldie, never be beaten. Kim Jong-un. Says 020 in 020 in New Zealand.
Yes.
11 hole-in-ones.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
In one round of golf.
Yeah,
outstanding.
But I think North Korea in general, they won the Olympics, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, everyone in there thinks they did, that lives there.
I follow their news.
Yes.
I thought they won.
Jason Sats. We've still got Deion Sanders played NFL and Major League Baseball on the same day.
That was incredible.
Great documentary on that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, can I just interrupt quickly?
Bo Jackson, this is from 749, yeah.
Cam wants me to ask if Glenn, if he whippersnips before he mows, it's going to tell us a lot about Sats either way. Glenn, if you're not watching whatever crap you watch, give us a quick call back, 1300 011 70.
He wouldn't mow and whippersnip.
See, Lester from Penrith says the same as me, and I'm not having a crack. I do find soccer, and don't attack me for this, but I'm just being, it's not my cup of tea. I just find it a bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You don't really like it, do you?
No, I don't watch a lot of it.
Same.
But my son has got me into it because he's a mad Liverpool fan, and so I...
But see, I can't even get into EPL, but I loved the Sunderland Till I Die doco. Because I love the story and I love the stories behind the stories.
Yep.
But I can't sit there and watch a soccer match.
Mm.
Breaking news, Cowboys back rower Hillam Lukey has taken a player option to stay with the Cowboys for a further season.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever going anywhere. He's a good player. Hey, that dam that Lawrence called up about the quickest across water, 500 and something, it's in Tumut. In New South Wales.
Right.
Western New South Wales. Yeah, thank you for that. That's from Rabbit Borough tomorrow.
Hey, Glenn's rang back. Should I put him live to air?
Yeah, go.
Glenn, you're live to air. Do you whippersnip before you mow?
Or do you mow first?
Mate, I do both at once. I'm that versatile.
So whoever
asked that question, that's what I do.
Sorry I asked. He's trying to do gear. I just needed an answer.
So Tim says he's a professional. Edge, whip, blow, mow, blow. That's too much, Tim. See, if you're a professional landscaper, lawn mower, you're adding too much to your day. You could minimise that.
Okay.
And more productivity in your day, Tim.
SEN stations are leaving us now to take the basketball. The Kings playing the break. It should be a good match. If you want to continue listening to us, the SEN app. You'll find us, I think you might find us on Central Coast Track Station. We'll be on there somewhere. Or Super Radio Network, you'll find us. They've got us as well. So the basketball playoffs between the Kings and the Breakers on the way next break time. We'll be back with more of your texts and...
Are you serious?
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
We're about to wrap the show up for a Wednesday night. Thank you for everyone who sent texts in. Unbelievable tonight. Rooster Mars. Throwing out a challenge to Daddy Vasculator. How about a $50 worth of lotto bet on Sunday's game? Roosters versus Bronco. Loser pays and we go $50 each in the winnings. Rooster Muzz.
Yeah,
are you in, Daddy, or
like
not?
I like that. Rooster Muzz?
Daddy?
You in?
You don't know his name.
No, he's not.
He's a digital member.
Yeah. Bully Titino says, Spates, superb drink enjoyed in the great hotels throughout South Island. Yeah, it is. And what about this for a record? Andrew Ettinghausen made his debut playing centre next to Steve Rogers. He then also played alongside Matt Rogers. I don't know anyone else that would have played with a father and son, Neil.
Wow, there you
go. I like that one. That's a good one.
Will you correct me if I'm right, but just a team having success doesn't stop desperates like me following my team and old mate Steve from Dubbo, Brisbane Eel, Parramatta Eels.
133, the number of beers drunk on an international flight, 52, I believe.
Bernie. Yeah,
that'll never get beaten. And we don't know whether that's actually true or not. But, you know, play it as long as you can.
Michael from Wellington last week it was made, Stacey Jones. Captain, coach of New Zealand. You like it, don't you?
I like it. I do like it. I think you put a really good team around him of staff as well. We've got here 773 from Auckland. Oh, there's Nick from Auckland. Enjoying your show, guys. Thank you very much. I don't think we are getting up in the cricket. Our bowling is too weak at the moment. No Kyle Jamieson, no Trent Bolt. This kid, Will O'Rourke, looks okay against South Africa. But your blokes are another level. Looking forward to seeing Kane and Ravindra back, though. Yeah.
Oh, so Kane is back.
I haven't heard that he's out.
Team will be announced tomorrow. I haven't seen the 11.
Yep.
So hopefully it will be announced. Well, it must be being announced at the toss tomorrow.
I think we would have heard if Williamson was not going to play. Yeah. 260, Floyd Mayweather, 50 professional wins, no losses. Rocky Marciano in
that's
the heavyweight.
A lot of fights.
Rocky Marciano is a heavyweight, had 49-0, never got beaten.
Yeah, but they fought more, too.
They fought a lot of times. They'd fight four, maybe five times a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And boxers now, what, four, three, four?
One, maybe two.
Okay.
Yeah.
A quick community update. Thanks to Firecoat, be alert and prepared this bushfire season. No bushfire warnings in place in New South Wales. Keep an eye on it, though. New South Wales Rural Fire Service. Visit rfs.newsouthwales.gov.au. Community update for the new Firecoat. The first paint proven to protect property in high-risk fire conditions, available at Bunnings Warehouse.
Cam Smith signed more contracts than anyone, will be hard to beat. Tony on 2GEF in Grafton. I don't know whether he signed. I reckon he would have signed a lot of five-years, four- and five-year contracts.
Yes.
Oh, he signed more contracts.
No.
I know what you're getting at, Tony.
That's stupid. Come on.
No, it's not. What?
Come on.
Why?
Come on.
Well, Greg Inglis got the boat.
Double hat-trick is six goals. Ox from Hemant.
Mm.
So it's not the same as cricket? It'd be a triple hat trick?
I don't know. I think you're just creating something.
But hang on. Someone scored five goals this morning.
Yeah, they did.
For Man City. Yeah. Unbelievable. I don't think that'll ever be beaten.
We had a lot of love for David New in his battle for rugby league in Vegas or in America as well. Steve said, you know, he comes from the heart. And Chet says, you know, this guy, he needs some Yanks that played rugby league. You ran straight lines that absolutely smash you. So, yeah, I can't wait for Sunday.
It's going to be big. We'll preview that game tomorrow. We're going to cross to Vos Vegas. Andrew Voss is over there calling the game for Fox. Obviously works on SEN Breakfast of the Morning with Brandy on 11:70 in Sydney. He will join us live from Vegas tomorrow night on the show as we build up to the Vegas kickoff on Sunday Arvo. Sats, been a pleasure.
See you, everyone.
Daddy, been a pleasure. See you, listeners. Catch you tomorrow night.
Good night!